Well, I just remember the cabin, and I guess what you call extended family. It was always Nanny and Grandpa, our whole family, Mom and Dad, and even cousins, and you know, with the Hardys down the other side of the Cold Spring. And I remember Sunday mornings, Mom and Nanny would be in the kitchen frying up some trout that we'd caught up at Yellow Lake the day before. Dad would be making cornbread, and we had that old, I guess it was an old Victrola FM radio with the old cloth antenna that you had to string up in the rafters, and Sunday mornings we'd Nanny tune it to KSL, and the Tabernacle Choir would come on, and she'd always sing along. I remember Come Come Ye Saints, and Put Your Shoulder to the Wheel. She'd be singing at the top of her lungs, working in the kitchen. Grandpa would be out on the porch smoking Asmodor and coughing. I think that was kind of traumatic for him in the 60s when the hippies found out that they could get a buzz off it by making tea out of it. They took it off the market. I think he sent a letter, didn't he, Dad, to the company saying how much he enjoyed their product. They sent him a case of it, free. But he had his own technique. He had a special way that he'd open a magazine to the center and fold one end in and then the other. And I remember that Queen Mary ashtray up at Holiday Park. It's still up there, at least it was last time I was up there, that he put his little pile of Asmodor. It was a little ritual. I don't know, but...
I remember getting the magazine after he'd done it. Yeah. What is this?